Good morning. Spain yesterday reported the biggest daily jump in new coronavirus cases since lockdown ended, topping more than 1,000 infections for the second day running. Health Ministry data showed 1,229 new infections diagnosed in the preceding 24 hours and 13,391 in the past week. The resurgence has prompted some regions to impose fresh restrictions on movement. But the government's most senior coronavirus expert, Fernando Simón, denied we were in the grip of a second wave of infections. A second wave will be when we have uncontrolled widespread community transmission, he told a news conference. Whilst acknowledging that the virus was spreading freely within some communities in the northeastern regions of Catalonia and Aragon, Mr. Simón said most of Spain had the outbreak under control. Jet2 has been contacting customers on the Balearic and Canary Islands to ask them to end their package holidays early. Hundreds of customers have had flights back to the UK cancelled and have been asked to return sooner than planned. Jet2 said it cannot keep sending empty planes to pick up passengers on many different dates. Jet2 said flights and holidays to Tenerife, Gran Canaria, Fuerteventura, Lanzarote, Mallorca, Menorca and Ibiza, up to and including the 9th of August, have been suspended. This follows the decision to suspend all holidays and flights to destinations in mainland Spain, the Costa Almeria, Alicante, Malaga and Murcia, up to and including the 16th of August. Meanwhile, Ryanair has confirmed that its flights between the UK and Spain are operating normally. The government yesterday said it had agreed to a series of measures with Airbus aimed at propping up the sector and averting job losses after a meeting between Pedro Sanchez and Airbus's chief executive. Included in the measures are a €185 million investment plan to be financed by the European Union Recovery Fund and a commitment from Spain to order several military aircraft. In exchange, Airbus said it would aim to minimise job cuts in Spain and find solutions for plants with lower workloads. And the first heat wave of the summer has hit, and temperatures are expected to soar across much of the peninsula and the Balearic Islands. Every region of Spain except for the Canary Islands has issued a heat advisory for temperatures that could reach up to 42 degrees Celsius. In Bilbao, readings on thermometers are expected to jump from 29 to 42 degrees in just 24 hours. The heat spell is caused by a southern wind that is pushing temperatures up by 10 degrees and more. The heat wave is expected to end on Sunday. Last summer, there were three heat waves, one for each month of the season. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.